Good morning and welcome to the Saturday, April 15th meeting, 2017. Fish and Wildlife Commission to a not packed room, which is, as Commissioner Keough said, everybody must be really happy with the commission and the department because nobody's here to say otherwise.
That's how I read it.
All right, and that's true, right? Everybody's happy. Okay,
good. That's what Diane said too.
That's what. A couple housekeeping order things. Is there anything for the 421 conference call? If not, we will cancel. Looking down this way, anything?
I was going to bring it up in our discussion, but you will probably regret that I'm going to do this, but in listening to the director report yesterday about the Lower Columbia River, I'm not sure that we have given him direction.
We sort of left with conservation and concurrence. There's still a sticking point on the concurrence, and I'm wondering if we shouldn't try to do a better job providing support to our director.
Jim, do you have any thoughts or comments to that question?
Well, it's, I think as I mentioned yesterday, it depends a little bit about how the season goes. I mean, we may get concurrence by default, okay? But there's also a reasonable chance on this spring season that Oregon will want to promulgate a tangle net fishery after the update in May, the fishery update. And the reason that may occur is because people have had a hard time accessing fish with the very high water. I haven't heard exactly how the commercial fishery has been going, you know, within the last few days, but it was supposed to improve. There was supposed to be a drop in the hydrograph, and people were supposed to be able to access some fish. Anyway, if that occurs, Oregon, in all likelihood, will want to do that tangle net fishery, and then we'll be in the position of for us to have a concurrent season. The option would be for us to also have a tangle net fishery, or not. And deny our commercial fishermen that kind of fishery. So that's where we're at. And
thank you, Director. And you know, we spoke down at North of Falcon on this issue. I think my concern or issue with that approach is that seems to me we have an obligation to not only the commercial fishers but for everyone to instead of just kind of waiting and guessing what we might do, what we might not do if the situation presents itself, like you said, an opportunity for or Oregon goes ahead with the updated information and prosecutes a tangle net fishery. My view is that we should, instead of, like I say, have people guessing which way we're going to land on this, my preference would be, and I think Commissioner Thorburn shares my view, is that we should tell people now rather than, like I say, just kind of let this issue persist and uncertainty. So I support the idea of a follow-up call on this.
I agree.
Just for the record, I will be on a plane to Boston Friday morning, so I will not be on the call if it is next Friday. And I'm not sure. I mean, we can't say what Larry will be because I don't know. There's a lot of variables with the health issues going on there. So what do we do then if...
Leave it on the books. We can schedule the meeting, and if we have to cancel it the day before, we cancel it. If you know,
or could we just put it up to another day then?
Well, Yeah.
Okay, do, okay. Okay, so follow-up call.
To be determined.
Yeah, okay. Did you have another question?
I think if we have a call to set out the options, what we ran into last time is we had some fairly well-defined options. We chose not to take any of them literally, and then we decided that we would try to meet en banc with the Oregon Commission. And in the meantime, we would ask Director Unsworth to take responsibility for negotiating that. I wasn't comfortable with setting parameters on a phone call for the director because I thought that that, rather than support, would inhibit his ability to negotiate. And I don't know that we are negotiating. So my question is, if we have options to discuss on the call, and if there's going to be a decision, which is what Miranda was upset's the wrong word, concerned about, that our call kind of resulted in a decision but really didn't, that we should be pretty clear on that in advance and have something to look at so that people like me will know what we're deciding. And so if there's any question about what we're doing, I'd like to probably ask Ron Warren or somebody, they're probably all still in bed after North of Falcon, to list out what our options are. But what I'm not comfortable with is sort of just letting it happen, because what that will mean is that Oregon will do their thing and we'll do ours without any discussion at all. So
I have been trying and talked to staff from Oregon when we were down in Sacramento with Chris Kern, and I have a call in to Kurt Melcher, and we just haven't touched bases over the last few days. So really the direction that would be helpful for me is, does the commission want to, if they would like me to hold firm on no tangle net fisheries or no fisheries, I can do that. If the commission's priority is to seek concurrence, then I can do that, you know, but that could mean a limited tangle net fishery this spring. So I guess I don't want to get crosswise with commission policy. The commission policy as written today would not have a fishery. And if Oregon had one, we would hold firm and not have one on the Washington side. I've talked to Ron Warren and others from a biological standpoint, and we're setting those limits based on allocation, and that's already been done. So it's not really a biological issue. It becomes a public policy issue whether or not to have tangle nets. They are essentially a small mesh gill net in play. And if the commission does, well, I think I've stated it. So you kind of know where we're at.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you, Director, for making that very clear, because that's sort of what I thought, you know, was the implicit message. I think being very clear with us, we have a responsibility here, I think, and you just stated what our responsibility is, and I appreciate that, and I hope we can fulfill our responsibility, fellow commissioners.
Thank you. I'm good. I'm also very good with what you just said. My request would be, if we have two commissioners who are pretty interested in these issues that won't be available on Friday morning, is it that hard to have the call on a different day or at least a different time? Do we have to do it Friday morning?
We can do whatever we would want to do. I think we need to make sure we're prepared with staff, make sure staff can be there, and all the right people at the table.
Yes.
If it's not Friday the 21st, we have another call scheduled for May 5th. If we need to schedule another one, that's no problem.
May 5th give enough time to you, Director?
My understanding is it will be May, and I thought I don't know what part of May when they would actually do the update.
Can we just do it the following Friday?
We can do whatever.
So instead
of already have a regular call on May 5th, so if that's too late, we can schedule another one between the 21st and the 5th.
Yeah. So the 26th, right? Or don't. I can't. 20.
I'm not available.
No. That's right. You're not on the... No. Okay.
I think, and I agree with you, Commissioner Baker, I think we should There's other commissioners that have are very interested in this. I think out of just fairness, we need to at least see if they're available. But time is of the essence, and I think that's kind of where I'm at. People need to, in this business, as many other businesses, people may need to make decisions. They need to know in advance, and I think it's patently unfair and a dereliction of the commission's responsibilities just to let people out there dangling. So one way or the other, that's kind of, I think we should let people know.
So Tanner, could you just send out a couple other dates, I mean, after the meeting today?
Yeah. And I'll work with Jim.
Okay. Is that all right with everybody?
Yes.
So we will do it. Just, we'll, rather than get calendars out right now. Yeah. So.
And as was said, staff are key to
this. Right, let them know. Is that all right, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So that was item number one, and then Tammy's going to be out of the office 421 to 428, just for knowledge of everybody. And there's nobody for open public input. Diane, you don't want to say anything? You don't want to say, you want to say good morning?